Ever notice how some people seem to glide through life, attracting opportunities effortlessly, while others grind endlessly yet stuck? The difference isn't luck, connections, or even hard work. It's something far more fundamental, the emotional state they carry within. This isn't motivational fluff. It's a psychological principle that's been quietly reshaping lives for decades. Your feelings aren't just reactions to your circumstances. They're the invisible architect of everything you experience. Before the vision boards, before The Secret, before manifestation became a buzzword, this radical idea was already transforming lives. You don't attract what you want. You attract what you feel yourself to be. Think of your consciousness as having two distinct players, the conscious mind that selects and decides, and the subconscious mind that accepts and executes. The conscious mind is like a gardener choosing seeds. The subconscious is the soil that grows whatever gets planted, no questions asked, no judgment rendered. It doesn't care if you're planting roses or weeds. This explains why two people losing their jobs can have wildly different outcomes. One spirals into panic, constantly feeling unemployed and desperate, and struggles for months. The other, despite the shock, maintains an inner sense of value and opportunity, and doors open seemingly out of nowhere. Same external event, completely different internal landscapes. Your subconscious mind is shockingly literal. It doesn't distinguish between I want money and I lack money. It only registers the feeling tone. When you worry about bills, you're impressing poverty onto your subconscious, which then faithfully reproduces that experience. The key is impressing the feeling of your desire already fulfilled, not the anxiety of its absence. You never attract what you want, you always attract what you are. An assumption, though initially false, if persisted in, will harden into fact. A woman who felt unlovable remained single for years. When she began assuming the feeling of being cherished, not hoping for it, but feeling it as already true, her entire demeanor shifted. Within months, she met someone who reflected the love she'd cultivated within. The outer world is your inner world pushed out. That drowsy moment before sleep is when your subconscious becomes extraordinarily receptive. The thoughts and feelings you entertain work through the night, shaping tomorrow's experiences. People who fall asleep worrying often wake to more problems, while those who drift off feeling satisfied tend to find solutions appearing overnight. The practice is simple. Before sleep, assume the feeling of your wish fulfilled. Don't visualize the process. Feel the naturalness of already having it. Your subconscious works tirelessly through the night, faithfully reproducing whatever impression you gave it. Each night becomes an opportunity to reprogram your mental patterns, creating a compounding effect that gradually transforms your life. Most of us learned prayer means asking an external power for help. But effective prayer is entering a relaxed state and feeling your desire as already accomplished. Conventional prayers fail because people pray for abundance while feeling lack, for health while feeling illness. When your feeling contradicts your wish, feeling wins every time. True prayer is effortless. Imagine how you'd feel if your desire were already realized. Relief, joy, gratitude, security. Experience those emotions fully, as though the wish were fact. A woman desperate for her son's recovery from addiction didn't beg for healing. She simply imagined receiving a call that he was well, felt the relief flooding through her, and repeated this feeling state until it felt natural. Within weeks, he entered recovery. The Bible says, "When ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Not will receive, already receive. Your imagination isn't fantasy. It's the creative power of the universe individualized in you. When you imagine vividly enough to feel it real, you're creating. Use I am statements matching your desire. I am financially secure. I am healthy. I am loved. Repeat them until they stop feeling like lies and start feeling like truth. One of the most transformative practices is revision, mentally rewriting experiences that didn't unfold as you wished. Each night before sleep, revise your day. If you received disappointing news, reimagine receiving the news you desired. If an interaction was unpleasant, replay it as you wish it had occurred. This isn't denial, it's actively changing the psychological impact those events have on your future. An artist injured her foot and couldn't walk. Instead of focusing on healing directly, she revised an unpleasant encounter, reimagining it as warm and friendly. By morning, her foot had healed completely. Reality responds not just to present feelings, but to revised past feelings. Every sincere act of revision transforms how past events influence your future. Freedom and forgiveness are inseparably linked. We're freed according to our capacity to forgive through revision. The practice succeeds when you take pleasure in deliberately giving attention to the revised version rather than the original. Your inner dialogue, replaying events, rehearsing interactions, planning ahead, shapes your reality more powerfully than any external action. This inner speech reveals your true consciousness and becomes the cause of future outcomes. To change your state, construct sentences implying fulfillment. I am happily employed. I have wonderful relationships. My body is strong and healthy. Repeat these until they feel natural. A salesperson thinking, "Nobody wants what I'm offering," will get different results than one thinking, "People appreciate what I bring them," even using identical scripts. The right inner speech is what would naturally be yours if your ideal were already realized. By changing your inner talking to match your fulfilled desire, you change your world. Your inner speech directs your entire life experience, steering you toward destinations aligned with your dominant thoughts. The most powerful technique is living from the end, mentally occupying the state of your wish fulfilled. Don't visualize the process of achieving your goal. Imagine a scene that could only occur after your desire has manifested. If you want financial freedom, don't imagine receiving money. Imagine reviewing your substantial bank statement or making a purchase without checking the price. Feel it until it's as real as any memory. A blind woman needed daily transportation but had no solution. Rather than thinking of getting a ride, she thought from already having it, feeling the car's motion, smelling gasoline, hearing conversation with an imagined driver. After 2 days, two strangers independently volunteered to drive her daily, with the first conversation matching her imagined one exactly. After dwelling in your desired state until you feel complete satisfaction, enter mental stillness, perfect passivity born of trust. Then watch as physical realization unfolds. This isn't wishful thinking. It's understanding that creation is already complete. Every possible situation already exists as potential reality. Your task isn't to create it, but to enter it through consciousness. So tonight, before sleep, ask yourself, "What am I feeling myself to be?" Because that feeling, more than any action you take tomorrow, is sculpting the life you'll wake up to.